A Prayer to Not Grow Weary in Doing Good by Tiffany Tobalt, read by Leah Martin. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, 9-10. If it isn't fun anymore, give up. If it isn't easy, give up. If it isn't exciting, give up. Walk away. Do what makes you happy. Your happiness and your needs are what really matters at the end of the day. This quitting attitude is a staple in a society that lacks perseverance. Today's scripture reminds us of the importance of perseverance. While our culture screams at us to focus on our needs, this verse tells us to serve others, to not give up, to take every opportunity to do good to everyone. When we accepted Christ as Savior, as the Lord of our life, we became His vessels. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." As we devote ourselves to studying the scriptures and following the Lord each day, we become more holy, which allows us to reflect the Lord and enables us to share His love with everyone. As you think about each area of your life, where are you becoming weary? Are your coworkers difficult to work with? Is your spouse not a Christian? Are your children rebellious? Are your relatives causing you great anxiety? Is your neighbor being difficult? Have your friends become distant or negative? In every single one of those areas, in every single situation that you're walking through, our Bible verse tells us to not grow weary. We're not to give up. We are to face each new day with the promise that in due time we'll reap good if we keep on doing good to everyone whom God has placed in your path. How does doing good look in your daily life? Maybe it's simply interjecting a positive remark when everyone else is critical. Maybe it's keeping your mouth shut when you'd rather lash out. Maybe it's walking away from gossip. Maybe it's sitting next to the person that everyone else ignores. Maybe doing good is a meal, a card, a phone call, even when you don't feel like it. Maybe doing good is encouraging someone. Maybe doing good is just praying for that person. Maybe doing good is putting what you want aside to spend a few moments giving someone else your attention. With the Lord's help, we can have all the strength we need to just keep on doing good to everyone and to not grow weary or give up. Since Christ is living in us, we can know that no situation is beyond His power or even out of His plan. He will work in us, through us, and for us in every situation that we face today if we do not give up. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You that You're in my life, that You're working in all my situations today. Please give me the strength I need to be able to do good to everyone I'll encounter today. Help me to reflect Your goodness to those around me. Help me to see opportunities where I can be the good today to whoever needs it.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, It's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.